I told Pomon Ban Triminamnil. Afterwards, only continue direct. It be no be not to void. You savvy?
Yes. Chakrandio Fai.
Okay, so what are we gonna do?
We go to your setting sun, Mike.
The setting sun? What's that?
The setting sun is the westmost inn of this town, as that woman has said.
Wait, you understood that gibberish?
Can we discuss this while moving?
Yes, it is time we found shelter from this unrelenting torrent.
It is a Charandrian dialect that I am familiar with. Could you understand none of it?
I don't think any of us could.
Zana, would it not be best to simply remain at that last inn?
Dara.
No.
Ah, this is absurd, Mike. The skies have been drenching us since early this morning.
It's not absurd. It's what Ainoram, your ancestors, told him to do.
Exactly. And when the fallen people around you get into your head, you'll listen to them.
But you do not have to interpret their words so literally.
Let Wright interpret the words of Ainoram as he will, Jareth.
It must be easy to be righteous when you are dry, Fesmer.
You should not be using your protection from rain spent in town, Fesmer. The people here...
I will
here
not make myself miserable simply to placate...
That's enough, guys. Ainoram said, go west. And there just happens to be a tavern on the westernmost edge of town. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Yes, because it was Ainoram's intention to pass every warm, inviting inn up to this point.
Bless you.
Charon Grandi.
Let us quicken the pace. I grow tired of swimming.
Lead the way, Mike.
It'll be a grand adventure.
Meek.
Let's just get inside.
Agreed.
Indeed. Finally.
Know that inns are the best place to find quests in any city. We might get more than we bargained for here.
I don't care. I can't wait to be dry again. I'm all pruny.
All right. Classic fantasy tavern and everything. Though, I've seen livelier crowds of undying.
Oliwan, Chadan Niona to the Sitting Sun. I am Kai. You here for food or bed?
We seek sleeping arrangements. 3 rooms, Sanjan.
You are luxem. Plenty of opens this night. Allah bane my father of you, and return with keys.
Huh, she was what, all of 10 years old? Shouldn't she be in school or something?
School? Not likely in this city. We are not in Laundi any longer.
Archon, are you alright?
I require staggering quantities of sleep.
Charon, Leona, to the setting sun. My name is Banya. May I assist Charon?
For Grandillo, we merely wait for our rooms.
Well, if you need that, do not refrain from asking.
I am assisting these folk, Cherubi sister. The first room is now available, if you wish to change out of those wet clothes. The other two require further preparation.
Chagrandi, Leo. Archon Sanjan, you take it.
Yes, I do not require a change of clothes.
Sanjan, yes.
I'll bring you things up.
I have them, Meek.
You can cast shift and shove language into my brain, but you haven't figured out how to extend your personal umbrella?
I will.
Here is the key. Pangero, if you need a thing.
Sure.
Allow me a few moments to myself, Meek. I must put on dry clothes.
Oh, sure. If I could just grab a dry shirt.
Hi, you're on, Alex.
Good God, I can barely understand these people.
You remain wet and burdened with your bag?
Not by choice. Archon needed the room for a moment.
Well, let us share a drink while you wait.
What sumara can I board you?
Huh?
Oh, Sinjin.
Something hot and strong.
Days of this sort, 'tis all times a pot of hot rusin. Get you a mug. Chari sumere riten. Ochari penbangi.
I think I picked up maybe 2 words out of that entire thing.
Likewise. And I fear the dialects will only become increasingly difficult to comprehend.
Maybe. Hey, can you teach me this version of Charandrian? You know, like that push into my head thing, like you did a couple weeks ago.
I do not know this dialect, but I could learn it, I suppose.
How would you learn it?
I must obtain it from a local.
You can learn a language from a single conversation?
Not exactly. If someone is comfortable around me, I can... Well, the details are unimportant.
Comfortable, eh? How comfortable are we talking about? Don't worry, my man. Your wingman, Mike, will find you someone you can get comfortable with.
My winged what?
Well, not technically your wingman. More like your scout. I can find a match for you in, like, no time flat.
Truly?
Sure. Kind of wonder if my wingman skills were the reason my football team kept me around. Let's see. No. No. Maybe. Too drunk. Oh, there you go. Target acquired. Over there, the curly redhead sitting near the Reavers poster, near the end of the bar. She's got one empty seat next to her. Just go over and buy her a drink.
Just walk over there and do it in, if you say so.
Awesome. Go get her, Fez.
Mike.
Just go for it, man. They grow up so fast. Hello? Archon?
Answer.
Hey, I brought you some stew. It's all warm and stuff.
Grindy.
It's good to take that pack off. Hey, there's no bathroom or anything in here.
You were expecting one?
Well, where can I change?
I will not peek.
Okay.
You are so shy, Meek. It is amusing.
How I was raised, I guess. So, how are you feeling?
You had to inquire.
Yeah, stupid question. Sorry. Ah, dry pants, so nice. Anyway, why don't you get Fesmer or Jareth to just magic you better?
No, Meek. It is not that simple.
Sure it is. I broke my leg and nearly snapped my neck in two, but then Targanane...
You were injured, Meek. I am sick. There is a difference.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help.
A night of uninterrupted rest is all I require.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't pack aspirin or cough syrup.
It is Rana, Meek.
That'd be the kind of thing Catherine would... Hey, I'll bet she brought...
Meek! Stop, Sinjin!
I'm just trying to help.
Grindy, but I do not need your help. I need to rest. Alone.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I get so focused on finding Shauna that I don't pay as much attention as I should to everyone else.
Yes, Meek. Your devotion to Shayna is unending.
I guess I'll leave. If that's what'll help you get better.
That would be appreciated.
Oh. I hope you feel better soon.
As do I.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. How's Archon?
She doesn't want my help.
Then she must be feeling better.
I can't help her. I can't find Shauna.
Oh. Hey now, Mike, I was just... Come on, let's go downstairs. If you cheer up, I'll buy you a drink.
My friend, you have yourself a bargain.
Paradofai, but...
Oh.
I... Chabuilana, I sighted you from across the end of the bar, and I was wondering how the seat next to you could be so empty. Might I occupy it?
All is fair. I am Lorelai.
I am Fesmer. Lorelai?
Yes.
Oh. Would your husband mind if I buy you a drink?
Likely not. I am a widow.
Oh, I...
Order me a chagrin lon derendio.
River's ale? You are also a River Luna.
Never pimbase, never slow.
Never relent. It is good to meet a fellow on junta.
I miss not a single local match.
You are from here?
Certainly. Why?
Your accent is very light.
You mean like a hax mentis, a proson preg, I speak with a jaya tongue? Some of us attempt to better ourselves to affectation.
My apologies. I did not mean to offend.
Not at all.
Ah, this is my favorite one. Do you dance?
I am certain you could teach me.
Well then, allow me. Right foot here, and then circle, and jump.
Like this?
Yes, and then left foot here, jump, circle, circle, cross.
Ah, Professor Boxer will fly. I was not prepared for the cross.
It seems I am an abysmal teacher.
Do you know the Grecia?
Yes.
I believe this song is the same tempo. Ready?
Ready. So, is it what you do for amusement here?
It is what I do for diversion.
How is it that you do not have many admirers?
Well, oh, me name Boxen.
Observe where you go, Karos.
Is most bad pan paraban unless you blind out the bar push tename. Leave the dance on harming.
Sorry, Boxen Mosaf, not fine.
That is not how I believe you should be speaking.
Hurry, Pama, dance with Haros in a clear on Pama.
Let's go. I've had enough dancing.
The nerve.
No, they have cause. I believe I will accept that drink now.
Lorelei, what just happened?
The drink.
Innkeep.
Chapter 1, Sailor 5.
Two Rivers Ale, St. John.
Endora.
My husband was killed. It was the day after the Toulon Bay crushed the Rivers. But his death was not... It's caused relief, not outrage, in this town. I bear his stigma still.
Minim Boxen Mofai. It was not my intent to bring such memories to surface, but my heart is one with yours concerning such matters.
Have you lost your Tokiluna?
It was my father. I was young when it happened. Killed by... We never discovered who did it. We do not have to continue to discuss.
Will you tell me more about your father?
Of course. He was a good man. Or rather, I should say, I remember him as a good man.
It is hard to see one's loved ones in a harsh light.
I do not know the truth of it. After many years in hiding, my brother, whom I thought to be dead, returned to tell me their involvement in the radical group.
You are not telling me Mentanea to better my mood.
I just not. See, I remember my father's laugh. The way he danced with my mother. The mirth he brought to my young life. But my brother's words rang somewhat true. There were long business trips and late night visitors. And on one such trip, my father and brother never returned.
Tama, now it is I who must ask if you wish to continue.
Paradofai. Some wounds reopen too readily.
I see why you claim to understand my pain. We, every one of us, suffers. I am loath to claim it all for myself.
But we all bear it in our own unique way. Will you tell me of more happy times with your husband?
Only if you buy me another drink.
Can an old woman also warm herself by the fire?
Of course, Chiswa. Join me.
Do you have comfort with your drink?
I thought you were here to warm yourself, not to lecture me on the evils of spirits in excess.
You are correct. I am here to join you. This is a pleasant enough place. I considered operating an inn not unlike this one before creating my restaurant.
Zana,
Yes, Sharon.
How do I begin again? Completely and utterly without a trace of who I was.
Has Targonane never spoken to you of our travels?
Only superficially.
You simply walk away, Jared. Walk away and never look back.
Zana?
Forgive me, Jared. My mind was heavy with memory.
My mind too is heavy. Yet my mug is not. Banya!
Ndara, what can I provide?
Trombame, Senjan. One for me, and one for Zana.
Okadrian.
How many has my Danuna had? He drinks his third. Switching to something less potent, Senjan.
Grepean.
2 years ago, it was rather simple, Zana.
Yes, Jareth, I remember.
Complete my duties at university, help at your shop, argue with Fesmer about Brica.
A modest existence is often attractive to those who live in interesting times.
I was on my way to a promising career at university.
I remember, Jareth. But tell me this. Do you recall being happy?
I recall making others happy, Zana, especially Targanane. I derived joy from completing my duties and fulfilling expectations.
Certainly. But if that is the case, then why are you here? Intoxicated, outside of university's domain, and a fugitive.
Because I could not just stand by and let Sun Jai take a life unjustly. If I stood idly by, I would have lost more than just Archon. And I mean more than the companionship of Fesmer, of Catherine, even of Meek. I would have lost my worth.
Jari Savannin.
Thanks.
Jigrendi.
So, what's your game? Hold'em?
I've never played it. How about war?
How about a real game? Something above the second grade level? Gin Rummy.
Sure. Shauna and I played that a few times during freshman week. Kicked my butt every time.
Oh. And I was going to suggest we make things interesting.
I don't know.
I'll give you 2-1 odds.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Awesome.
So are we playing to 100 or 500?
Well, to make it fair...
Oh, you made me spill over you. Shabenta.
Huh?
You, tongue-sliced Fiparna. You owe me a Sumera.
What's he saying?
What are you saying?
I don't know, but he sounds angry. Maybe you should apologize.
But I was just sitting here.
Oh, Lampard Kana own Oren. Foreigners?
I know, but do it anyway. And turn Drayan.
You'll understand my fist.
Oh, I hadn't realized we'd switch back to English.
Mike, look out!
Whoa!
Stand still.
Sis, do not require me to call me father.
But I'm not involved in this.
Oh.
I warned Sharon. Rinks is out of doors.
Mike, do something.
But I didn't.
Father!
Oh, honestly.
Oh. Oh.
Ow. Oof.
What trouble seems?
He just attacked me.
He got poor Semapora. Kai, find your sister and get the A Nelda out of here. Box in Jafaplex Sawan, folks.
That was just about the best thing you've ever done.
Someone had to do something. Ugh, I could use some ice. Ow.
Give me your hand.
Huh?
Give me your hand. You can break a lot of bones by throwing a punch. You shouldn't punch people in the face like that. The skull is hard.
I'm fine, Mike.
Come on, Catherine. I learned a lot about sports medicine on the sidelines.
I'm fine.
Thank you. Does that hurt?
Mm-mm.
No. That?
Mm-mm.
When I do this. You should be fine. So, where'd you learn not to punch like a girl?
My dad, kind of. He thought self-defense class meant boxing lessons. He was an amateur fighter in college. My mother pulled me out after my first black eye. I don't think she wanted people to think I'd gotten a nose job if it got broken. And you can let go of my hand.
Sorry. You know, maybe she just didn't want to see you get hurt. Mothers have a lower tolerance for that kind of thing. My dad never flinched when I broke my nose or sprained an ankle or a tendon.
Shake it off, Archer. Play through the pain.
But Mom, she always made a big deal out of every hurt.
Yeah. I missed it, though. My dad and I would spar when he had the time. It was nice to spend time with him where I didn't have to talk about school or whatever lessons they were putting me through.
I wish I could have had something like that with my father. How's the hand?
Better, actually.
Still up for some gin?
As long as you deal.
Too bad your dad didn't give you card lessons.
Yeah, too bad.
Last call for food. Get it now, or it's gone.
Last call for Mike's dignity means... Oh, hell.
Just play already.
Can't decide if going for gin is the play here. When I stay in to get gin, you steal the hand. How many times now?
You know, money here is very pretty. You should look at it sometime if you have any left.
Here. I'm gonna draw a card.
Gin.
No!
That's 21 more points for me.
God, I'm getting savage.
Only you'd remember, I picked up the King of Hearts 5 rounds ago.
How did you know what I needed?
Okay, the total comes to 104 for me, 32 for Mike the Moneyless.
Whatever, at least I'm not Catherine the Card Shark. Or would that be Card Schwa?
Ugh, that's horrible.
It sounded better in my head. Anyway, you owe me a drink.
Fair enough. Banya?
Yes?
2 more bamai, Senjen.
Chapela.
So, 1 more game, double or nothing?
Where did you even learn to play cards? Couldn't be at the opera with your mom.
It was at work. Dad's work. When Mom was away performing and Dad needed help finish a case, I'd go back into work with him after dinner.
And what? The law enabled you to become masterful at cards?
No, but close. Turns out that civil attorneys are amazing at cards.
Oh, I'm sure your mom was thrilled. What other good habits did you pick up from your dear old dad? I'll go double or nothing. Wait. I can't! I don't even have enough money to play 2 more rounds!
You're not even gonna try to earn it back?
Fine. What have I got to lose?
Anyways, he wasn't a bad influence, really. Some of his work buddies were a little shady, though.
Your mom was okay with you being around those people?
Well, sometimes my household was a don't ask, don't tell kind of place. I don't know how she thought my dad supervised me if he was at his office, but she never asked.
Yeah, I know how that can be. My mom was always hands-off with Dad's obsession about me being a football pro. She was there for me in other ways, though. Like cooking my favorite meals after games, even if we lost. Making sure my uniforms were cleaned and ready. Or not giving me a hard time when I got benched.
Was it always like that?
Like what?
The football thing?
No. I mean, it's really hard to say where it all went downhill. There was no defining moment, you know? Just me remembering loving it. And then me realizing I no longer did.
I hear that. The fencing, the horseback riding, and charm lessons. When I was small, it was fun. The smiles and adoration from my parents. Some of those are my favorite memories.
We have these old home movies. I must have been like 6 or 7 of me and my dad running around in the backyard with a football. And I'm just laughing. Even when I drop the stupid thing, he takes me onto his shoulder and he does this awkward touchdown dance. And in the background, you can hear Mom warning him not to drop me. That's what I always thought it would be like when I went pro.
We have a tape of my first equestrian riding contest. The whole time, I have this great big smile on my face. Maybe because, for once, both my parents were there. I only got 3rd place, but they still took me out for ice cream to celebrate. After that, even when I won 1st place in anything, I never got more than a pat on the back, as if they didn't think to reward me for something I was supposed to do.
Why do they do that?
Maybe it's the only way they know how to get us to do better.
I wonder if my dad thinks I left because I couldn't fulfill his dream.
Who knows what parents think. From how he raised me, I used to think my dad wanted a son. But I just learned that when he found out that my mother was pregnant, the first thing he did was insist the baby be named after his great-grandmother. My mother asked if the name went for a boy as well, but my dad just put his hand on her stomach and said,
"Janet, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it."
Turns out he always wanted a daughter. He just didn't know what to do with one when he got her.
So, you get your stubbornness from your dad, huh? That totally sounds like something you would say.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Din.
Ah!
So ever since your husband, Korenlai, was killed, you have not been able to work.
No, my time devotes to the rivers and their air.
I do know how difficult it is to move forward after a tragedy. Especially if you think you could have done something.
I should have done something. All times there were whispers, muante, breezing about, and if only I'd done better at stopping those lies, maybe he would.
I know that particular road too well. If only I'd known about my father. I spent months, years going after that glaring question in my head. And to know something? Being in my head did nothing. I was Salio, anger and energy, with no focus or direction.
So, how did you liberate yourself?
I do not know that I am liberated. I am still determining who I am and what I am outside the context of my father, my brother, my obligations, and my family. Those things are not who I am.
Then who are you?
I am, truthfully,
Hino Saint-Jean.
The son of a defector, kindred of a brother.
I know him. Are you pursued? By the Legion?
It would be more accurate to state that I am pursuing them.
You said a radical group.
It is radical to some. I do not know why my father's life was extinguished. Only that my mother fled with me after his death, instead of going into their fold as my brother did.
Outcast from family, from home.
It gave me strength to rail against my oppression, even if I did so unknowingly.
This town beats me to submission, not for events of my doing, but of my relation to them. I have seen but 25 silver knights and already am ruined, with all with no path in front and little to look back on.
Aurella, nothing binds you here. Go. Find a new beginning.
Go where none know me.
Where it is easier to cast yourself in a fair light than to change what people are determined to see. I left everything. I left my mother, my home, and everything I knew. I went out into the world where new truths were revealed to me. The Fesmer of 2 silver nights ago would have never traveled here. Would have never started the conversation with a beautiful young woman.
I am beyond my years.
Do not let others hold you back. We all must find our own path.
Why did the Sonjai condemn her? She confessed. She exposed the Legion threat.
Oh, Sarah, this is not the place for that.
She gave them all she could, yet they would still take her life? How is that justice?
It is not.
And my reward for doing right? No career, no home, no cash, no family. I have thrown away everything, and for what? Traitorous spy.
Jareth, calm yourself.
See? My life was once as that glass was. Whole. Now it is as the glass is. Shattered. Broken with little pieces lost to the wind.
Is everything all right? I heard... Oh my, let me clean that.
No, let me.
Jareth, no. Chagrin, Dibania, we're...
Begin!
Jar, stop this. This instant.
Zona, send the other patrons. I cannot permit...
I understand. I will take him to his room.
Yes, that would be best.
Begin!
Calm now, Jareth. I am putting you to bed. I will allow for a small measure of self-loathing, but destruction is not on the menu.
It is not fair!
No, it is not. But I am proud of you. You did the difficult thing, the right thing, instead of following the familiar path.
But I lost everything.
Not everything. You have an opportunity that few ever take.
I do not.
Step up. You are starting over, carving a new path due to the difficult choice you made. Simply because it is not the path you have been following does not make it incorrect.
Not incorrect. Not easy.
Step up. It is never easy. I went through similar trials many years ago. It is sometimes a surprising thing to learn something about yourself, especially when that lesson comes from an unexpected direction.
And yours was from your one question.
That was merely the beginning, Jared. I was shown that the path of a dry empeño was not mine.
I Norum told you to serve big pie.
No, Jared. But that is where my path led me. And it has been a long path with many turns.
But, Anna, are you happy? Did leaving the Seekers bring you happiness?
It has brought me a lifetime, Jared. One with joy and sorrow in equal measure, just as any life.
Sano, what was your question?
Now is not the time for that, Jared. Here is your room.
How can I know if I walk the right path?
You cannot truly know until you reach its end and look back upon your journey, Jared. Follow your heart, or your mind, or your tagli. What is important is that you walk with conviction. Now sleep. There will be plenty of time for you to regret in the morning, though I suspect you may be regretting more recent decisions.
Yes, Shishwa.
May your dreams be pleasant.
And yours, Zana.
I can only hope.
I'm about done with you schooling me at gin.
Hey, you won the last game.
And I'm sure you didn't throw it to protect my sense of self-worth.
No worries there. Believe me, Mike, I was trying to finish the job.
Seriously, though, I think I might turn into a playing card soon.
What else is there to do?
We could play I Never.
And after that, we'll play Spin the Bottle.
Yeah, you're right. It's just that things are gonna get real heavy, like, at any moment. You're the only one who can get what it's like. This is our quest, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes I feel as if I'm just along for the ride. You're really the one leading.
I'm not leading anything. I'm just, how does Zana put it?
Following your path.
Exactly. And, well, I just thought it might be easier to talk about certain things with the help of some very hard liquor.
Okay, but let's limit it to 3 shots for 3 issues. Kai?
May I provide you with something?
Yes, 6 shots of your hardest liquor.
Chabus, yet do not look to me to remove you from the floor.
So, what happens when we find her?
Wait, are we doing a shot before or after?
I guess before.
There you are.
Bottoms up. Okay. What happens when we find her? I don't know. I hope I'm ready for the violence when it does happen, unlike the way to Dranmer.
You had a traumatic experience, Mike. Things like maiming or killing someone, they carry emotional consequences. Did you ever address any of them?
No. It's not like I could talk about this with anyone back home. What would I say? Hey, Dad, I killed a man in Reno just to watch him die. Except it was in a magical fantasy land, and I did it to save this girl whose murder I'm being fingered for. Yeah, that'd go over real well.
What about someone here?
Like who? Zana? She hasn't killed anyone.
Try Jareth, then. I know you guys are forever butting heads, but he did give up everything for us. I am sure he would be willing to listen.
That's true. Huh.
Huh?
Yeah, huh. You sounded like Zana just now.
Huh.
And you. What happens to you after we find Shauna?
I'm guessing you mean after the arrows, the running, the yelling, and the triumphant victory for the group?
You forgot magic tools, but yeah.
Go back to Boston, crawl back to David, to MSU Boston, to the coffee shop, or maybe stay here.
You know, you don't have to go crawling back to David. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's a loser. Isn't it time you upgraded from a loser to, I don't know, lovable slacker that you'll dump when tall, dark, and handsome comes your way?
Careful, you're almost describing yourself. What if Shauna... What if she doesn't make it?
I can't even contemplate that. And could we even go back to Boston if that happened? I guess we'd have to stay here.
But nothing would change back in Boston. No one would know we failed to bring back someone who's considered to be...
Tyler.
Ah.
I'd have to go on the lam. Really? Wouldn't it be better just to stay here, then? I just don't see how... If we find Shauna, are you going to come back with us?
Tonight? Yes. Tomorrow? Maybe. When we find Shauna? I honestly don't know. Once I know she's safe, well, there's still so much I want to do here. You know, not on the run. But there'd be so many consequences to that. I have a feeling I'd regret either choice. But which will I regret the least?
I hope you come back to Boston with us. I know Shauna would, too.
Okay, one last question. Do you have even the slightest idea what you're doing?
The slightest? Yes. West. I know everybody thinks I'm being silly. You're humoring me, like Zana. But why chance it? Go west. It's the instruction I got. And I don't want to risk screwing things up by going against it. So no, I don't have a concrete idea. But I know if we keep going west, we're going to have to stumble across something.
I understand. But I wish Inorum had given you something more.
You wish?
Go on. I know people spend lifetimes going over Inorum's answers, but go west? And you know at the end of all of this, we're going to realize what they were trying to tell us.
I won't care, as long as we have Shauna. Okay. How do you really think Archon's gonna help us?
I used to think she was hiding something from us. Something important. And maybe she was too ashamed to tell us, or maybe she was still undercover, deep cover, and that she could lead us to her handler or whatever. But now? Nothing. I guess what I'm trying to say is that whatever crimes she committed against us in the past, she was, is still, just another girl who's been exploited and betrayed by her parents and her society, and...
Are you still talking about Archon?
Who knows anymore?
We're out of shots.
Thank God. Let's go to bed. We totally need to take some aspirin before we fall asleep. I have some in my bag of goodies.
I knew you would have some.
Do you stay long?
No, I do not think so.
In the morrow, the reavers... skirmish. It is no match yet. Should you wish?
Buxon will fight, Lord and Lay.
Fight, Lodi.
This will net out.
Oh. I think the effects of this eve are...
Are you Rana?
I... Yes. Mostly.
Is she Rana?
I am not certain.
I will be.
Donita Leo. Satis enough sumare for the night.
What?
Go up the stairs. Sleep away, Chesso and Plexalan. Banya will assist.
Oh, you do not need to.
I will help her upstairs.
Return promptly. The woman has had much trouble.
I would be a perfect parne.
In Otaren. Go.
What is my total?
We settle ne Kanarek in tomorrow.
I think... Naime Fesmer, let us go.
Cheven Forgin. Nainai, in earnest, Lorelei, will you be Rana?
I survive. It snuck upon me.
Indeed. Lean on me.
Chagrin. These stairs move.
That is the truth of things. I used to encounter many moving stairs.
The skirmishers send for Tana. I will be when I am spent in the morrow.
No, it will not be that bad.
How can you be so sure? A bed has never looked so good.
Lie down. Carefully.
Vesmer, grand for listening. It is difficult to talk about my current trial and his murder with people from here.
Trial?
They tore down our doors and dragged him away. One-handed Jacques Nemora was brought. Him and his assistant, this pretty woman. Barely a woman, but... With nothing but accusations behind it, he finds Cora guilty of murder, child theft, and other crimes too terrible to...
No.
And then they both show him the wrath of the sun.
In a buxom of five, Lorelei. That is horrible.
It has not been easy to get past.
Rest, Lorelei. Rest. The sun will rise, and you will find yourself a new path.
You may be right. A new path.
Sleep safely, Lorelei. Where did I put that? By Claudie. I have information. Yes, we are on our trail, but as certain as I can be. No, they do not know yet. It is not yet time. I must go. I will let you know if I find out more.
This... What do you call these waffles?
Briella.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, not as good as Zana's. But still...
It is true. I will go and wash up.
You feeling better?
Yes, the sleep cradled me well.
I'm glad.
Well, the young Mike.
Well, hey, it's Mr. Juan and I. How things go last night?
It went well. I have learned their language.
No, I meant with the girl. You get her comfortable?
Remind me to be more careful with my words in the future. I should do this before the others return.
Sure, but will my head spin like last?
Jet bokeh.
For Vaximen, is it time previous?
I get better with practice.
Sane asusai. Sakosa zalin. To stop this, I... How do I stop... serving you? You didn't find anything else out last night. Anything about Shauna?
Not a thing. Oh, Leung, Keith.
Good morning, Vesmer. So, what is that voice?
Is that Bubble?
Oh, Leung.
Jared! Oh, man!
Mike Senshin. A quiet voice this morning.
I've never seen you this hungover. Hungover at all, actually.
Oh. Is there any hosh remaining?
Zeus, is that pot, Sebi?
Chagrandi.
Damn it, Vesmer, now I have to concentrate to talk normal.
You too. I knew it. Mike is speaking this cockney version of Charndrain, which I can only assume you inserted into his brain, Vesmer, which I believe means you had to involve that girl you were hitting on last night.
Calm down, Catherine. Now I can understand the people in the area. That's a plus. Don't worry. It's more innocent than you're making it.
Chakarin. And here is Zana.
Bui bui, everyone.
We need to gear up for the next leg. The innkeeper guy mentioned the road west of here gets pretty bleak for a while.
I overheard some people talking about a big shop, something like Durigon Raka. Should we go there?
Awesome. Sounds like we have a plan.
Yes, and you can make use of your newfound traveling language skills.
How else are we going to gather rumors? Everyone ready? Where's Jareth?
He retreated to my portawa.
This could delay us for several hours. He could never hold his drink.
Here he comes.
I have indeed had my fill of wine, and that foul reaver's ale.
Terra Lunae cannot stomach Reaver's ale.
Just as we cannot stomach the Reaver's.
Okay, let's head out. And remember, Charan una barai intera for rumors. The West is calling.
After we get supplies.
After we get supplies.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 7, Dark and Stormy, was written by Andrea Jennifer Schubert with Brandon Kroos and Missy Serby, and edited by John Tanzer. It was directed by Jonathan Carr. The voice actors in order of audience are Christina Milodowicz as Zana, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Brad Smith as Jareth, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Catherine Stevensdahl as Kai, Rennie Boy as Banya, Michael McAfee as Penterabon, Sequoia Wild as Lorelei, additional voices by Paul Harrington. The audio production team includes Andrew Schwartz and members of the Second Shift cast. Music by Tiven Weinstock. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis, with assistance from Brad Smith and Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007 Blue Sky Red Design.
Sneezing?
Yeah.
Can you wheeze Horace too? I can actually.
I can throw up all over.
Awesome. I need money for that. Sorry, I don't do that for free.
So don't show correction about it.
Okay, I need to do that. Air!
Pronouncing is important.